Okay, next was Bob.
Thanks. Two questions. One is, Lynn, have you had a chance to check the cost of bulk mail rate versus first class, what the difference is? Last year, the NES checked it.
We're not doing bulk mail.
It's a policy question. It's up to the PNB.
Right.
Last year, the PNB mandated bulk mail after the NES reported about a $17,000 price reduction. So have you... Did you have a chance to check what the price would be, the difference?
I didn't because I'm not interested in doing a bulk mail. And when I told the PNB that, I didn't, everyone seemed to understand that by sending stuff bulk mail, which could take weeks, if not months, you're effectively potentially disenfranchising thousands of voters who aren't getting their ballots on time. So I'm not interested in running an election that uses bulk mail. Every single ballot company I spoke to, because I did ask them about it, every single one was like, we strongly recommend against doing an election with bulk mail.
Okay, my other question is just very minor.
Mm-hmm.
Can you ask all the LESs to ask their GMs to post the to send the staff voter list to the staff on through their normal channels of listservs or whatever way they communicate with their staffs, just so any staff members who were inadvertently left off can point that out and apply to make sure that they're sent to ballot.
Right. So that was what was asked at every station. LES, I sent out emails based on information that I had received for listener candidates. I then asked LES to work with their station to send out an email to both all the staff as well as all the members, feeling that that the system that the station had might have wider distribution. And I believe that went out at WVAI. I think there was also the person who sent it out, I was told the person who sent it out, okay, I'll follow up on that because that was part of the ask, and I'm going to be not really happy if there's another problem. So I will follow up on that one and ask for that to go out ASAP because it should have gone out last week.
Thank you.
And I was told it had.
Thanks. Thank you. Okay, Nancy, somewhere alert, homie.
Yes, this is Nancy from KPFT. Lynn, we had failed in the last election to, we got a promise from the NES to have the candidate card schedules published on the station website and/or Pacifica website. We never got that. Something has got forgotten. And this is a real big problem of all the elections is playing those things or the cards not being played or missed. But if you've got it published there, friends of the voter, if the voters I think it can have some oversight there. And in that way, the programmers who are kind of, they don't want an onslaught of telephone calls say, hey, you forgot to pay Bill's card, you know.
Right.
I think they would step up, shape up, you know, and stop this kindergarten business of being so insensitive.
Right.
And so I'm hoping and wishing later on, I'm planning to ask as a motion that we vote to the PNB to recommend that this be a resolution that must be carried out. And so how do you feel?
Okay. Last week I was on the call with the, I guess, I don't know if it's called a leadership call, general managers, program directors. I raised this exact issue, which is that the CART schedule needs to be both posted in the studio as well as made available to the LESs so I can put it online. Each LES has been told that that is the expectation and that is something that they need to make sure that they have. And so I'm going to try really hard to make sure that it is. You know, what are the challenges that the LES and myself have is it is very difficult to, quote, unquote, make any staff member do what we want. We ask and we ask and we ask. The list is a great example. This is another one that I'm hoping, because I tried to make it as clear as possible to both the station staff on the call and to the LESs, that it will happen. So I will keep an eye on it, and obviously there's a station in particular that I'm going to keep a really careful eye on. Thank you.
Okay, so you said you did, when you say post online, you meant on the station's website and on the Pacifica website, or?
I do not mean on the station's website. I mean on the elections.pacifica.org website. The only website that I have any control over is the elections website. I do not have control over each station's website. I can ask, but I have zero control over it. I can post anything I want on the elections.pacifica.org site.
Okay, and also on any kind of card or promotional PSA, I'm really wishing that you, and I'm make a motion later on to ask the PMB to make a resolution about the NES and LES approval of any card that goes out on the air related to the elections. How do you feel?
So all the LESs, when they were asked to schedule the candidate to come into the studio,
promotional cards, like, you know, don't forget to vote, and we need to, make a quorum.
Right.
To the people.
Oh, right. Yeah, so the LESs all have to send me a draft, or they're supposed to send me a draft first before it gets recorded. So the approval usually goes through me for those type of cards, it's from the LES.
We have cards at KPFT that you certainly must not have had any kind of oversight over. I don't know what to tell you, because I don't know what's in your power to do this, but we're having lots of cards, and it shouldn't be done.
Right.
Okay, one more thing about what Anthony said about the cards.
Well, just real quick, I want to comment on that. So you guys did have a lot of cards, and you also had a very high turnout of candidates. So I don't know how much the two are causally linked. And then I believe there's cards being aired right now or soon to be aired about like the STD voting process and stuff like that. Sorry.
Well, I mean, this card, this troublesome card, is that, you know, that's not spoken by the manager, but it's spoken by an intern and says, you know, to check all your statements, read all your statements, ask the manager, and make an informed vote. The manager should not have anything to do with the election.
I see. That's the most recent one. Is that what's come out since the?
Second to most. Since July 1st. Okay.
I'll try to track down a copy.
Okay. And then there's another thing. What Anthony said about the color, I understand about the barcode, is that's on the receiving side. But I mean the voters themselves. You know, we get mail and we just put it aside and, I'm busy right now. I'll read that booklet and everything later on. And then they go fishing for it, and I can't find it. So if the envelope, once here we had a light blue, I think it was, and then we were able to find it immediately and then open it up. And, of course, the return envelope was the same light blue color. It could be yellow, it could be whatever you think. But it's easier for the voter who goes fishing for that thing, haven't even opened it yet. So if there's color on that envelope, and we have asked before, two elections before, and they said, yes, no problem, and it never happened.
Nancy, I think Lynn already addressed that, or maybe she...
No, actually, I was referring specifically to the return envelope, because my understanding of Anthony's question was, how we track the numbers of people who are voting. So this question is about the outer envelope, the one that the ballots themselves are mailed in. And so, I can ask about colored envelopes. I don't know if it's possible if there's any additional cost. I can certainly ask that the outer envelope, though, at least says, what's inside, right? KPFA, delegate election, or whatever it might be. So since I'm supposed to be probably 2 days from now submitting the language for the envelopes, I can ask for the station name and the fact that there's an election, and then I can see whether or not they can provide colored envelopes. I don't know if that's an option, but I can ask.
Also, the different stations could have different color. That way you can see at a glance in case your barcode machine is not working or something. But if it's the same color, the return envelope and the envelope that mails everything to the voter, then there's no mistake. I mean, they'll have a lot of help.
Bill, you're at
time.
Okay, thank you. Would somebody like to make a motion to extend for a few more minutes? Can you hang around a few more minutes, Lynn?
We have several.
Let me ask Lynn
this
first. Can you stay with us a few more minutes so we can get to the rest of the stack?
Yeah, we'll get through the stack at the point when I said I think we need to close the stack. No additional people after that. Yeah. Okay. Great.
Okay. So I did hear a motion.
This is Serene.
Yeah, Serene, go ahead. And we have two more people in the stack.
I remembered my question.
Excuse me.
But anyway,
excuse me. Can we finish the stack first before Serene goes?
I don't. Excuse me. You don't, well, point of order, Bill.
Excuse me, right, what I was asking, right now we're out of time, so we need a motion to extend time on this if we're going to keep going.
I asked for a question. You gave me the floor. Don't allow Jan to dictate when I get to speak. She doesn't get to call out.
I'm just pointing out the only thing in order right now is a motion to extend time.
And I would like to ask a question.
Okay, right now there's not time unless somebody wants to move to extend time.
Of the election supervisor. We can't just say extend until. I'm trying to find out if I can be given
the
floor again.
I second the motion to extend time if it needs a second.
Excuse me, please. Bill, you want to take a hold of the meeting or what?
Listen. It sounds like you're making a motion to extend time so you can ask a question.
You cannot both. Excuse me. I don't need you to interpret what I'm trying to do. I need you to give me the floor and then have your friends be quiet so that I can speak.
Okay, well, right now, you're on the stack later. And
chair.
So,
excuse me, Bill Crozier. I asked for the floor because I'd like to ask a question of the election supervisor.
I understand,
your
but Nancy had the floor.
Your statement that you're quote going to extend is vague. I would like to know from her exactly how much time she can afford so we can actually make an amendment that makes sense. But you allow people to keep interrupting me, making it difficult for me to get to that point. What is the problem?
Okay, well, I think she answered that, but Lynn, do you want to clarify?
I didn't hear a number.
I thought you said there were two more people on the stack, plus Serene had a second question that was going to go at the end. So that would be three questions,
yep.
Is that correct?
Serene would be three, yes.
Okay. At this point, because I was going to say 10 o'clock, but we just wasted a whole bunch of time, I'll give 6 more minutes.
Okay.
I move to extend by 6 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Is there any objections to that? Hearing none, we're extended for 6 more minutes. Okay, Nancy, are you done? So we can get on to the
other
questions.
One more thing about the oversight. We were never very able to. We haven't been able to count and tabulate ballots, or watch, or open and do anything. Is it possible that the stations like could tabulate each other's ballots? So you know, we're not touching our own things and have some kind of oversight, because it's going to be very hard for us to go over there to wherever this one company is doing. Would it be cheaper if we did it? If we had. Be able to count them each other, like we count KPFT counts WBI, WBI counts WBI, like that.
Right. If you have counts at 5 different locations, it's a minimum of $6,000 more, and probably closer to 10. Because what happens is that the ballot company needs to send their staff to different locations. That means you're paying for the travel of the people from the ballot company. You're paying for them to stay in a hotel overnight. You're paying for incidental expenses if they need to rent a car, etc. Yes. That's what it means. No, I understand what you're saying. I don't think you understand what I'm saying. Right. We have a ballot company. The only way the ballot company will certify the results is if the ballot company is doing the count. So if you want the count to happen at multiple locations, it's going to run you probably between $6,000 and $10,000.
I don't see why we have to have a ballot company go everywhere. We have Skype. I don't understand that.
Nancy, can I make a suggestion? Because we're running out of time, can you email this in more detail, the questions?
Yes.
And
thank you.
Everybody can send questions to me and to Lynn, and I'll make sure, try to get get to her, but you can send them directly to her, too. Okay, thanks. Next on the stack was Jan.
Yes. I wanted to ask if we could have perhaps 2 carts at WPFW, 1 encouraging people to become write-in candidates and 2 encouraging people to write in candidates, and that those be rotated in order, or maybe the right asking for people to write in candidates after the ballots have been mailed. Second, can you please be sure to ask for address directions requested on the envelope so that we could improve our list, because once those it doesn't cost anything extra to put that on the envelope. It does cost when we get an address correction, but that would help our list, so that's very important. Another thing is to ask for the election company Are they planning already on getting the nonprofit rate for first class mail? Do you know about that? And lastly, I want to second, third, fifth, and emphasize heavily the idea of a colored envelope. This will go a really long way towards helping me get quorum, because people misplace those envelopes, and if it were especially a bright color or any color, they'll be able to find them better. So you can answer the question about the first class profit rate.
Right, so I'll double check about the first class nonprofit rate. I will, as already mentioned, ask them about a colored envelope. As far as what you're asking is that people, if they get, this is where I want to make sure I understood about the address request change. You're asking that we ask that where and how?
Okay, so the typical way to do that is right underneath where the stamp goes. It's printed, address correction, you actually print, please forward, address correction requested. And that way they will forward the ballot and they will send back to the sender the address of the new address of the person. And when you have first class mail, they will do that, and it's just a great thing to do.
Right, okay. Got it.
Okay.
Okay, did you want to reply anything else on that, Lynn?
I noted all that.
And what do you think about running carts asking for people to become write-in candidates and to also write-in candidates? And you could put that in the order, you know, like if there are four seats that are not there are no candidates for them, you could put them in those slots so that people really hear them enough to actually, you know, think, oh, yeah, maybe I'll become a write-in candidate. I can ask my friends to write in. You could put that in the thing and just, you know, in the cart for the people.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I could just, you know, even if they have 15 friends, it's better than nothing.
Right, right. I mean, I'll certainly discuss it, because like I mentioned that I had asked LES to come up with a draft of sort of announcing that, you know, there were only six candidates for nine seats, and so we would be, you know, encouraging people to, you know, to run as writing candidates. So I hear what you're saying. You want also just sort of carts sort of reminding voters, hey, don't forget to vote. There may also be writing candidates, things like that. So I will talk with them about it. I mean, I have to figure out, this is where it's tricky, because there's not a lot of guidelines around this issue. And as I mentioned, I think the previous NES had actually recommended that the PMB take up this issue. So I'll talk with him about it, see what he says, also see what kind of feedback he's getting. I've only seen one email from one person asking about this issue, because I think people are emailing him directly, so I can get a sense, you know, what kind of questions he's getting as well, so we can try to tailor the carts towards the type of questions that are happening. So that's probably what I'd say right now.
Bill, you're okay,
thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Did you hear my question about asking the LES to contact the candidates downloaded but did not complete them, to ask them if they want to, you know, to encourage them actually to become candidates?
Right. So I believe David had asked me whether or not I thought it would be okay to do that, and I'm not sure. I had told him that I didn't necessarily see a problem doing it, because we were also announcing it, you know, on the mass emails, and we'd be announcing the carts. So I'll follow up with him to see whether or not he had done that or not.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, let me just say, you know, again, remind everybody, you can send your emails directly to Lynn, CC me, or send them to me, and I'll send them to Lynn. Several people have already done that, and that way she can answer them when she has time. But if we can maybe take another minute or two, if that's okay, no objection, so Marianne can ask her question, and then Serene can ask her follow-up. Is that all right?
Okay, yeah.
If there's no objections, go ahead, Marianne. Let's be quick, please, everyone. Marianne? Can't hear you. Maybe you're muted.
Marianne?
I think you're muted, Marianne.
Oh.
Well, go ahead, Serene, and then if Marianne comes back, we'll give her a chance after that. You had a follow-up question, Serene?
Thank you, Lynn. Here's my, two questions. One is, we got an email, the email blast from Kiani that the GM distributed that asked for people to provide their mailing address by, I think it was the 22nd.
Right.
I want to say we really need to have that as a cart on the air. Not everyone is on email. Not everybody reads email. The best way to reach our listeners is by talking to them. So I know, although the 22nd is like day after tomorrow, you know, I don't know how hard a deadline that is for you, but I would advocate for a card at all stations.
I hear what you're saying. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I mean, the ultimate responsibility for these lists rely with the paid staff people at each station, like you have membership directors and things like that. So unfortunately, you know, short-term part-time contractors who are hired last minute are really not able to do all the work that paid membership directors have an entire year to do. So I absolutely hear what you're saying. Because of the notice, I doubt it's going to happen because it would air, if she's even in the studio, it would air tomorrow and then we have one day. So I think it's a great idea. I also think it's a great idea that stations can be doing all year round and don't need to wait until this point. So fortunately, what's happened in most places, where we don't have a mailing address, we usually, although not always, have an email address, which is the point was that those people being emailed have already been emailed multiple times by their LES asking for a mailing address. And we were trying to give them one last push because they've been emailed the last couple of weeks asking for a mailing address. So it was primarily a final push to that segment of people.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. May I ask the other question? You actually solicited additional questions
quickly
from Jan after she'd used 5 minutes of the extension time. So I think I should
just
be allowed
to speak quick, please,
Rita. Okay. Okay, thank you. So my other question is, what is the drop dead date? Because, you know, I appreciate that you're focusing on issues other than cost, but the issue of cost at PFW, especially because is something of an issue. What is the drop-dead date by which a decision would need to be made about whether or not ballots are going to be sent?
So the ballot company asked for prepayment up front as part of signing the contract of 100% of estimated postage costs, which is based on the number of the lists as to the best of our ability, since at least one station we still don't have a particularly good list, and then 50% of their fees. The remainder of the balance is paid, I believe, at the end of the election. At that point in time, it would be the other 50% of their fees, the cost of printing, and any other incidental costs that might come up, such as variable costs could include things like the number of replacement ballots that need to be sent out, the number of returned envelopes, things like that. So at this point, the $38,337, maybe it's $38,337, one of those two, that money has been already forwarded. A check was written, and it was put in the mail to go to True Ballot. So at this point, the stations have a little bit of breathing room in another, what is today? Today is July 20th. So I guess at least 2 months to come up with the little over 2 months, 2.5 months to come up with the remainder.
No, I'm sorry. My question was if PFW is not going to go the ballot route, and I understand your strong recommendation about that, but if that is not going to happen, by what date does that decision have to be made?
That decision's already been made. WPFW is going to the ballot.
Okay, thank you. Can we see if Marion's back? Are you there, Marion? You want to ask a question? Can't hear you. Okay, well, I guess that was the stack, and thank you so much, Lynn, for joining us and staying a little longer and answering questions.
Yeah.
Again, everybody, email additional questions. I have some. I'll just write them up.
And I had a whole bunch.
Okay. Yeah, any questions you have for us, again, we'll try to get some of that email, too.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. I guess we're back to agenda approval. We never finished that. Let's see, Nancy, where were we?
I'm looking. Where were we?
Okay.
To put, I think Bob's gosh, where were we?
Oh, after, I think we voted to, what did we do? We voted to do after the Lynn's report is to go to Grace's motion about the WPFW extension added to agenda.
Okay, did we vote on that? I think we approved Grace's amendment.
Yes.
And then Bob made another amendment motion that was approved without objections.
Yes.
To discuss the bulk mail thing, and then you were making your two motions.
Yeah, my two motions after.
We didn't vote on that yet. Is that right?
Yeah, ask if there's any objection. Just put it after the
others. Bill, there's an awful squeak on the line.
Yeah, I don't know if somebody's on speakerphone or maybe somebody who's, if you're not talking, please mute. Does everybody remember what Nancy's two motions were that she's asking that we add to the agenda? Where was it, at the end?
Yeah, that's fine. Put it at the end, after Bob. Grace,
okay,
Bob.
After Bob, okay. Anybody need clarification on those motions? Okay. Are there any objections to adding those after Bob? Hearing none, they're added after Bob. Any other amendments to the agenda? Okay. Is there any objections to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, then the agenda is approved. Thank you. Okay. So the next thing, I believe, was Grace's motion, or Grace, we may have already covered that during the discussion with the NES about WPFW. Grace?
Yes. I am not completely satisfied with the response from the NES on that situation.
Okay, and so we have, let's see, how many minutes was this? Get now, 7 minutes or something?
7 minutes.
Yes. Okay. So, Fred, if you could start time on that. So go ahead and Grace, and
well,
I don't know if you have a motion or what exactly you wanted to do.
Basically, the motion would be to reopen the nomination period of WPFW and extend it until there are ample candidates to justify holding an election. Now, it is true that two write-in candidates were elected at WBAI and at KPFK. However, at those two stations, there were slate mailers that pushed those two candidates that who did get elected. There is no such system going on at WPFW. With write-in candidates, there's absolutely no way, without an extraordinary effort, for the members to know that people are putting themselves forward as write-in candidates. There could be such an effort, but I don't see any evidence that there will be at WPFW. So failing that, I think that the best way to go is to reopen the nomination period, extend it, ensure that there are enough generic cards on the air explaining how people can nominate themselves, and giving them the chance to do so. I understand that it will cost a little bit more to do that, and it will be a little bit more effort. However, we had no election last time, and it looks very much like there'll be a failed election this time, and that station sorely needs better governance. That's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you. Anybody want to talk about that? So I'd especially like to hear from people at WPFW. Do you have any? I don't know either why why you didn't get more candidates. It's
Nancy Sorden.
Anybody want to talk? Okay, Nancy, go ahead.
Yeah, we have a number of people that didn't qualify that could be write-in candidates, and I don't know how. I'm sure that there will be some efforts to encourage people to, you know, vote for people that could be write-ins. You know, I think we don't need to waste the money doing an extension. People have just learned about this, and I don't see how a statement can be made that there's no efforts to have such a campaign when we just found out about this, that there were, that the candidates were, some of the candidates weren't, didn't qualify.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak on this? Well, I'll ask you a question. Do you have a feeling, Nancy, of how many of those people really are interested? I mean, I don't know how many of them just didn't turn in their stuff or how many just were missing a few signatures. Would extending it for a short time allow those people to complete their applications and get them in?
They can still be elected by write-in. Those same people can still be elected by write-in.
Yeah, Jim Brown here.
Okay, Jim.
Yeah, I'm listening so that a lot of those candidates have expressed interest in being candidates. And I know that further follow-up, further in terms of explaining to them exactly what they need to do will result in more candidates. I want to point out something that I think people have been alluding to, that is management of the station that has caused the election not to be as it is. It's my understanding that the station management does not get involved in the actual running election. I think that's something that we've been dealing with for many years. So we don't want to blame the failure of the election station when people who are actually running the election should be better control of it. And I don't want to place blame on anyone, but I do want to say that it's very important that we be more efficient in running the elections. And it's not station management that is always the cause for the failure of an election.
Okay, others for this act?
Nancy from KPFT.
Okay, Nancy.
Yes, this is the second time that this is, a shortage of candidates has happened. It's a pity due to, disqualification. We just got to, make better efforts to make sure everybody understands. And even though I even got late doing my thing, and didn't have enough time preparation and couldn't get back a signal that it was accepted. So the LES said, send another statement. So my second statement that got accepted was really, really tiny anyway for the booklet. So, we all need to be more efficient. But I think Washington is a different animal, and they do things differently. And I think this write-in, maybe we can learn from what they're doing. I don't think this is right that we should extend the election and pay more money for this, not just because of the cost, but I mean, that's their way of doing things. They've done it this way. So I think we should not push or try to force it. And we don't have the money to do that with. We really don't. Does anybody have the money to give more? Okay, that's all. Back to you.
Other people over the stack? And I think we're almost out of time, aren't we, Fred?
You've got 30 seconds.
Okay. Who else wants to speak?
Wesley on the stack.
Was it Serene and Wesley?
Wesley can go first.
Whoever has noise in the background, please mute yourself. Serene, I believe, and then Wesley? Serene?
Let Wesley go first.
Okay, Wesley.
Okay, well, currently, I'm being sued on two coasts by members of this committee, I believe, for not following the bylaws. But anyway, I don't understand why you want to add time to this election. Okay, never mind. I have nothing to say. I know how I'm going to vote. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, Serene.
Is anyone there?
Okay, we're at time. Serene, you want to move to extend?
I'm going to extend.
Who was that?
Nancy. I'm going to extend whatever time
was. How long? Just pick a time.
Okay. 3 minutes more? 5 minutes more?
Which one?
Everybody does. Oh, we need more time. I haven't gotten my thing done. How about 10 minutes more? Wait, what time is it? We have time.
It's 9:17 Central Time. Okay, your motion is to extend 10 more minutes?
Yeah.
Is there objection to extending this 10 more minutes?
Is that for the meeting or for this item?
That's just for this item, correct, Nancy?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was for all the motions that we were doing tonight.
Just whatever you want to move, go ahead and just specify what it is and what it's for.
Move for this item? Okay. How about 4 more minutes?
Is there any objection to extending this out of 4 minutes?
Well, I have a question. Is Marion back on?
I don't know. Marion, are you on the call?
Marion?
She was trying to unmute. It's pound one if you're still trying.
Yeah, pound one to either mute or unmute. Well, okay, is there any objections to extending was it 4 minutes, Nancy, on this one item?
On Serena's, whatever, her comment.
Well, it's on Grace's motion, so, okay.
I think Grace's motion is 4 minutes.
That's the agenda item we're on right now.
This is Serene.
Okay, well, I don't hear any objections, so go ahead, Serene.
Well, no, I was going to say extend 4 minutes unless Marion comes back on and wants to speak because we know she was dropped a while ago or she couldn't unmute. So I would ask if she'd be allowed to speak if she rejoins the call, especially because we're discussing D.C. and she's from D.C. So I understand Lynn has taken a very strong position on this, but the issue of quorum failure in D.C. has been fairly persistent, and this is beyond quorum failure. So I think we really need to carefully look at how the election is being structured there for the next round. But the D.C. LSV is meeting next week on the 28th, and I would ask us to give them the opportunity to weigh in on both what they think the problem and the possible solution should be, engaging in a ballot process that is going to cost, maybe $15,000, $20,000, considering the cost for continuing an NES for 3 months. It's not a competitive election. And paying to print and mail all these ballots. I do not think that many listeners will find that to be a good use of money. D.C. is struggling to make payroll every couple of weeks. I don't say this as a station who's overperforming, but, you know, there's a lot of different ways that money can be used that would be more beneficial for the membership than having an election when with the same local election supervisor, so it's not a matter of there needing to be a learning curve. He was this person who was there last year when we had to cancel elections. He should be familiar enough with the staff, so I'm not saying this is his responsibility, but I'm saying I can't find the explanation for why this is an issue again this year. But I think the DC LSB should be allowed to weigh in, and I appreciate that Lynn spoke with the GM. But, you know, GMs aren't really involved, and this is a relatively new guy to Pacifica. No disrespect is intended, no disparagement is intended. He might have read all the reports, but as far as I know, he's relatively new to the whole election process, so I'm not sure that he would necessarily have been the best person to bounce the concerns off of. So I would actually ask us to pass a motion asking the DC LSB to weigh in, you know, when they meet next week, and prepare some kind of report that makes a recommendation about how they think things should proceed and what they think the problem is and what needs to happen there. I can't send it in writing. I'm actually driving, but maybe someone can do that. If it's not clear. Well, I'll do it anyway.
This is Bob.
This is Jim.
Bill, are you there?
Bill, unmute.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was asking, is our time up for the four-minute extension? I believe it is.
Oh, you got 30 seconds left.
Okay. So was Bob wanted to speak?
Well, I defer to Jim. He's from the PFW signal area.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, the request for, I hear you, Serene, I hear you loud and clear, and your request will be done. You don't have to write it up. We will get it done. Because we do have a problem with our local supervisor. I'll say that.
Okay, thank you.
Time up.
Nancy, I'd like to extend this. I'd like to extend this item for 3 more minutes.
Nancy Sorden?
Yeah, and then I'd like to get on the stack after Bob.
Okay. Nancy Sorden moves to extend this for 3 more minutes. Is there any objection?
Five minutes, please.
I accept 5 minutes as a friendly amendment.
Yes, I object, Jan Goodman.
Okay. Nancy Sabarnatomi, can you call the roll on about extending for 5 minutes?
Okay. Extending 5 minutes. Sharon, from KPFA, I don't hear you. Anthony Fist.
5 minutes? Sure, why not?
Yeah. Anthony, yes. Grace Aaron, KPFK.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Fred Blair.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, Fred, yes. Jan Goodman.
No.
No. Jan, no. Yeah. Charles Frederick.
I have to leave this call in 5 minutes, so I abstain.
Abstain. Okay, abstain. Charles abstain. Okay. WBAI, Frank? Frank Lefebvre? Frank? Unmute. Frank may be out. Okay. Bob Letter?
Yes.
Bob, yes. Serene Robbins. Roberts?
Both of us, yes.
Yes, both. Okay. Bill Kosher from KPFT.
Abstain.
Abstain. Bill abstain. Okay. Deb Chacto,
yes.
I hear you. Nancy Sabra, and I tell you, yes. And Wesley Bethune. Wesley,
yes.
Bethune.
Yes.
Okay. WPFW, Jim.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Nancy Sorden, yes. Marion Douglas Ngaro. Marion, can I hear you? Eric Ramey? Eric, I cannot hear you. Okay. Yes, is I think have it. Let's see. Anthony 1, Grace 2, Fred 3, Bob 4, Serene 5, Nancy 6, Wesley 7, Jim 8, Nancy 9. So 9 yes. No is the Jan 1.
Okay, motion to extend 5 minutes is approved. Who was next on the stack? Was it Bob?
No, I pass.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Nancy Sorden.
Who else wants to speak?
Nancy and Bob.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, okay. I would just like to say that, you know, we did have enough candidates applied. It's not a matter of the number not having enough candidates. It was a matter of not having them be qualified. So, you know, it's not that enough people have applied, as was implied. I just wanted to correct that. And we just need to figure out a way to, you know, make sure people know that there's that they can write in, and that there were people that were interested in being on, you know, in running, and we just need to figure out a way to do that and not spend a whole lot of money extending the time and, you know, wasting time doing this, wasting money mostly. And we do have a mechanism for filling the slate, even, you know, and if all those write-in candidates get written in, there will be a contest. There will not be, all of those candidates will not be able to be elected, even with write-ins. So there will be a
contest. Oh, good. Bob was next. If Nancy is finished.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Bob.
No, I'm passing. Withdraw me from the stack.
Okay, let me put myself on. I'll just say, I'm not necessarily trying to take a side on this, but just be aware that if they're just write-ins, if they're not approved candidates, they won't have cards recorded, they won't get to participate in on-air forums, and they won't have any information on the elections website. Yes, they can still run as write-ins, but they'll have to do all the publicity themselves to tell people about
it. Point of information, Nancy,
okay,
for KPFT. Would that be overridden by a resolution by the PNB?
Probably not. I mean, it's up to the NES to decide a lot of these details.
Okay, I'm finished.
So, okay. I mean, the NES is supposed to be independent of our governance as much as possible. Anybody else want to speak?
How could a motion that we vote on override your decision?
I guess it would be a recommendation.
Well,
at least that's what I would
time for. What are we wasting our time for then? She's already decided. And
well, she might be willing
reason,
to listen.
I thought she gave good reason.
Okay.
And she gave a mechanism.
$20,000 worth of.
Okay, I don't think we actually have a motion on the floor, do we?
Grace's motion. Or do we vote?
Oh, was it a motion? Okay, I'm sorry.
No. We voted to extend time, but we didn't vote on Grace's. Did we vote on Grace's motion? Yeah, we did. No, we just voted to extend time.
Was yours a motion, Grace, to extend the election at WPFW? I mean, the nominations period.
Yes, because I still don't have any assurance that there's any way that the membership will know who the particular write-in candidates will be.
Okay. Well, can we go ahead and vote on that? I guess the motion would be for the minutes to recommend to the NES that the nomination period at WPFW be extended. Is that correct?
Grace, could you send in every email form, please? Because it's so hard for me to play this thing over and listen to each word. And
point of order.
Okay, I would say taking into
Nancy Sorden back to the
staff. Okay, one person talk at a time. Just finish what you're saying, Grace, and then we'll get to the others.
Okay. Taking into consideration Doreen's objection, I would just say very simply that the motion is to reopen the nomination period at WPFW and extend it.
Okay. Was there now who else wanted to speak?
Yeah. Nancy Sorden, I would like to amend that motion.
Okay.
I'd like to add that this will be done with the approval of the WPFW-LSD. The WPFW-LSD doesn't want to extend, then we won't recommend it.
Okay, so you're saying, so I'm going to add the words, if approved by the WPFW-LSD?
Right.
This is Doreen.
Okay.
This is Jan.
Doreen. Okay, right now we're debating the amendment that Nancy Sorden just made. So,
I have a substitute motion.
Serene? Okay,
go
ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Serene.
I move that the, what I said before. Bob, can you write it up for me, please? I move that the, and thank you, Jim. I move that when the WPFW LSB meets on the 28th, that they be requested to undertake a discussion of the situation with elections and to make a recommendation to the elections committee, PNB and NES, about the best way forward.
Okay.
The presentation would include, you know, the NES's position about or recommendation or intent, her stated intention. But I do think that the LSB should weigh in. It's a matter of, you know. Okay, I'll leave that there. Thank you.
Okay.
Bill, you're at time.
All right. Thank you. Can we go ahead and vote on these?
Kevin Law.
First, we need. Who was that?
Dan Goodman, call the question.
Yeah, well, can't really do that in the committee, but we're at time anyway, so this. So, unless there's an emotion, and we're almost time out. Actually, we're past time for the whole meeting, folks. So, let's vote first on Serene's substitute. Everybody clear what it is? If it's approved, then that would replace Jan's motion and the amendment by Nancy Sorden. Okay. Can you call the roll, Nancy Sarbarner,
yes.
Coming on the
okay.
Serene's
okay.
Substitute?
Yes. Okay.
Could you repeat what the substitute motion is?
Okay. Nancy Sabarner, call me. Could you read it? Make sure
okay.
we have it for the minutes.
Yes, but
I have it.
Oh, good. Okay. Let Bob.
Okay. PFW LSB meets on July 28th, they be requested to undertake a discussion on the situation regarding the LSB elections, and to make a recommendation to the Elections Committee, the PNB, and the NES on the best way forward.
Okay.
Okay.
So we can call the roll then?
Mm-hmm. Okay. KPFA, Sharon Adams, absent. Anthony Fest?
No.
Anthony, no. Grace Aaron?
No.
Okay. Fred Blair?
No.
No, Fred, no. Jan Goodman?
No.
Dan?
No.
Dan, no. Charles Frederick? Charles, are you still there? I think he left. Okay, Charles, no. I cannot hear you, Charles. Okay, Frank Lefevre? Frank? Frank's not here. Okay, Bob Litter?
Yes.
Yes. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. KPFT, Bill Crozier?
No.
Bill, no. Deb Shafto. I cannot hear you, Deb. Nancy Sabar and Naitomi, yes. Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Yes, Wesley, yes. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Jim Brown, yes. Nancy Sorden. Nancy Sorden.
Yes, sorry.
Nancy Sorden, yes. Okay. Marion Davis Ungaro. I cannot hear you, Marion. Eric Ramey. I cannot hear you. Okay, the yes is... Let's see, Nancy Sorden, Jim Brown, Wesley, Nancy, Serene, Bob. What is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Did you ever get a vote from Frank?
Not yet. Frank was, no, I didn't hear anything from Frank, and not the other vote that we did before.
Okay,
six,
great.
Bob. Okay, so 6 yes. And no is Anthony, no, Grace, no, Fred, no, Jan, no, Bill, no. So 5, 6 to 5. So it passes. Oh, did I get an abstention? No abstentions.
Okay, Serene's substitute was approved. Now we need to vote on the substituted motion. So essentially we're voting on the same thing. We just voted to substitute Serene's for Grace's motion. So can you call roll again, please, Nancy?
Sorry, is there
any objections?
I'm sorry, did you, okay.
To vote on the substituted motion, essentially vote on what Serene just voted on. Okay, no objections.
Let's vote.
Okay, well, it sounds like there are objections, so go ahead and call a roll again, please.
Oh, okay.
Nancy?
I'm sorry, I was asking, can you hear me?
Yeah, Serene?
I was asking if I could make a statement.
Well, no, we're out of time for the whole meeting, in fact, so we just need a vote.
Okay.
Okay. Sharon Adams, KPFA. I cannot hear you. Okay. Anthony Fest.
No.
No. Anthony Fest, no. Grace Aaron, KPFK. Grace?
This is a substitute motion?
The thing we just voted on.
Well, we made the substitution, but now we still have to vote on the the motion that was substituted. So it's the same thing as what.
That's to extend, but to have it be taken up by the if it's approved by the WPFW LSC, is that the case?
It's just to it replaces your motion with the when the WPFW LSC meets next week to discuss this and make a recommendation to the Arts Committee.
So.
That's WPFW LSB decide on recommendations to be sent to the NES and LES.
And if
we just voted on.
If this passes, then this will be sent on to the NES and I guess the PNB and of course.
So why are you being
the WPFW can take it. If it fails, then it's dead.
But Bill, if the person has a question about my motion. Why am I not able to answer their question? Why are you the only person able to answer that question?
Well, you may have, go ahead. I'm just trying to clarify. Go ahead.
Sending it to the LSB does not preclude an extension. That may be what they choose to recommend, a reopening. It at least gives them an opportunity, as the people who are most deeply affected by the expenditures, to have a say. Who would object to that?
Okay, well, we're kind of debating now, so... Okay, thank you. Can you go ahead and call the roll then again, Nancy? Or
okay.
Complete, continue with the roll.
Okay, Grace, how do you vote?
Okay, I have a point of information. If this fails...
Unless it's what we're voting on, then it's out of order. Is that what it's about?
It's what we're voting on. If this fails, we don't go back to my original motion. Is that correct?
Correct. We will not go back to it because the substitution was the committee approved making the substitution.
Okay. Then I vote yes.
Okay. Grace votes yes. Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fred abstains. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Jan?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Charles Frederick. Charles, I cannot hear you. Frank Lefevre. Frank, I cannot hear
yes.
you. Bob Litter. Oh, Frank, you're here. You voted yes? Frank?
Yes.
Okay, Frank votes yes. Okay, Frank's here. All right. Bob Litter?
Yes.
Bob votes yes. Okay, Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Bill Crozier?
Abstain.
Abstain. Bill abstains. Deb Shafto, I cannot hear you. Nancy Sabra and I told me yes. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Wesley votes yes. Okay, Jim Brown?
Yes.
Jim both yes. Nancy Thornton. Nancy, unmute. Sorry.
No.
Oh, Nancy Thornton votes no.
Really?
Okay. Okay. Miranda.
I'd like it to die.
I hope you know what your vote. Okay. Marion Douglas Ngaro, I cannot hear you. Eric Ramey, I cannot hear you. Okay. Ooh, my handwriting is really bad here. Okay. No's. Anthony, one. No. No. Nancy Sorden, no. We got two there. Two no's. Two no. Okay. And yes was Grace, yes. Jan, yes. Frank, yes. Bob, yes. Serene, yes. Nancy, yes. Nancy Cyber and I said yes. Wesley Bethune, yes. That's seven. Jim Brown, seven, eight. So eight yes, two no, and abstention is two, three. Three abstentions. No.
Okay, thank you.
Only two abstentions.
I counted two. Okay. All right, so the substituted motion is approved. Thank you. And we're out of time for the meeting. So thank you all for participating.
This is Bob. I move to extend.
Extend the meeting time?
Yeah.
Okay, how long?
5 minutes to set the next meeting date.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Any objections?
No, but can I move that the next meeting be a continuation meeting of this one?
Well, wait. Let's we have to extend time first. Okay. Were there any objections to extending the time for 5 minutes so we can set the next meeting date? Okay. Hearing none, then time's extended. Okay, Nancy.
Yes. I move that the items that we did not cover, that we continue, be a continuation meeting. Plus, we can add some other things, too. Is that okay?
Well, I don't know what may come up between now and the next meeting date, so let's pick the date first, and then decide if I suggest we do that first and then decide if we want to have it at a continuation meeting.
Just for the two items?
Because for an example, we may want to have another NAS report so she can update us in that Q&A. That's just one example. But can we go ahead and pick the date first?
Yes, I'm looking.
Somebody want to make a proposal?
Well, this is Bob.
Yes, Bob, go ahead.
Okay, so the next two weekdays that are open on the calendar are Wednesday, August 3rd, and Thursday, August 11th. And in the past, we've offered Lynn two options, so that would be my suggestion, that we offer those two possibilities.
So Wednesday, August 3rd, or Thursday, August 11th?
Right.
Okay, everybody look at their calendars and see. Is there no other Pacifica meetings on those dates?
Right.
And could I ask a question? Once we understand which day it's going to be, that news spreads to the committee real fast, because other committees need to take whatever is left over.
I'll post it tonight, whatever we decide. I guess we need to get the word from Lynn first, which she's available.
Yeah.
But okay. I will email her tonight and post it as soon as we hear. So Bob's proposing August 3rd or August 11th, depending on the availability of Lynn Serpe. Are there any objections to that?
No, but I have a request.
Was that Serene?
Yeah.
Okay, Serene, go ahead.
Okay, so I would propose that both dates be posted and then one be released after she responds. And you can post it as, you know, with a note that one of them will be given out. One of them will be released.
Okay. I don't want to hold them too long, but assuming we can get an answer in a day or so, that would be fine. Okay. Yeah, I'll be glad to do that. Are there any objections then to that? For doing that, I'll post both dates, the 3rd and the 11th, and I'll check with Lynn to see when she can do it.
Nancy? Yeah, the 11th is a Thursday, so if PMB bumps us, do we go to the next week? I mean, gosh.
Well, do you want to make a proposal?
We just cross our fingers, or?
Do you want to make a proposal? Yeah, there's a PMB meeting scheduled for the 4th.
Yes.
That's the only one scheduled so far for August, but they could schedule another one. That's possible. But we don't know when it might be, if it will happen. Okay, well, I'm not hearing another proposal, so I'll offer the 3rd or the 11th. And no objections, is that correct? Okay, now, Nancy, did you want to make it a continuation meeting, or should we leave it open so we can add more stuff to the agenda?
Just the items we didn't cover, just those, continue, and then we can add more things.
Can I make a suggestion?
Okay. Serene?
That we agree to go to the old business immediately after the NES report at the next meeting. So it'll be a fresh meeting, but with an agreement that we'll get to those items first.
Okay. Are there any objections to that? Okay, hearing none, we'll do that. I mean, it's up to the committee to decide then, but that's fine with me. It sounds like a reasonable thing to do. So I will not post it as a continuation meeting, but I will, when I send out the draft agenda, then we'll put the remaining items. And Nancy, can you send me the minutes right away so I'll know what that
is?
Yes,
I will try.
Okay.
Not tonight.
Or send it to all the committee, the draft agenda. I mean, the draft
minutes.
Oh,
well, I don't have access to that. Okay, I will try. Talk to you later.
Okay. Okay, well, I think we're past our five-minute extension. Appreciate everybody's time and interest, and I guess we'll see you on the 3rd or the 11th. So, meeting adjourned. Thank you.